And now this is a dictation for Robert Young, Y-O-U-N-G, January 1558, addressed as a letter to Dr. Friston, 875-8304. Dear Dr. Friston, can follow up for Mr. Young. With chronic kidney disease. Since the last visit in July, he was admitted at Covenant for COPD exacerbation, was there for about a week, and released to Schneps Nursing Home, supposed to go home this Friday, 3 days from now. He denies heart attack or hemoptysis. His oxygen 24 hours at 3 liters. He is wheelchair bounded, very frail, weak. Tests to be eating well despite losing weight. Has no teeth, no dentures. Has problems swallowing pills, but no problems with meals. No vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding. No urinary problems or infection. Presently no edema ulcers. Uses a BiPAP machine for respiratory failure. Other review system is negative. He also did have COVID when he arrived to Schneps. Next paragraph, I review medications. I want to highlight Amiodarone Eliquis, Onvansoprolol, Omprednisone, and presently takes no blood pressure medicine. Next paragraph. Present weight 138. There is emphysema. Chronic respiratory issues. No localized RALS, pleural effusion. Distant heart tones. No pericardial rap. No ascites, no edema. There is muscle wasting. Tremors. Decreased hearing, normal speech. Loose frail. Next paragraph, baseline creatinine is 1.4, 1.6, on recent admission close to 4, and already improving down to 2.4. Next paragraph. There is anemia around 10.8, low platelets, which are new. Normal B12 folic acid, A1C 6.4, normal potassium, high bicarbonate, low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium, normal, minor low sodium, liver function test, minor increase ALT, glucose in the 90s, low cholesterol from poor nutrition, normal free T4, low magnesium. In the hospital, there was an echocardiogram. Normal ejection fraction, minor enlargement of the right ventricle. There was also a kidney ultrasound, 9 centimeters right, 10 on the left. No reported obstruction. There is bilateral cyst, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic renal failure, recent COPD exacerbation, probably effect of medications, kidney function improving but has not returned to baseline, new blood test to be done in February. Used to take lisinopril, but not anymore. There is anemia. We will monitor for intravenous iron EPO treatment. Present electrolyte acid base is stable. Blood test needs to include phosphorus, which recently has not been elevated. No indication for dialysis. No urinary retention or obstruction. All issues discussed with the patient at length. End of dictation.